Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for Shleima, for Saraleya Bas Chana Yenta, and should also be a schus for Shleima, for Eliyahu ben Chamariva, and for Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi, and Lula Nishmas, Avram Dov, Nosim ben Frida, and for Rabbi Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef, my grandfather. And let's learn. We're going to learn the Path of Yitzchak on Yom Kippur, Maimer Zion. And the topic is Sukkis. It says in the Torah, the man Yedu Dor Sechem Kibbe Sukkis Oshabtis Bnei Yisrael Beotzi Osam Eretz Yisrael. In order that the generation should know that on Sukkis, I placed the Jewish people in Sukkis when I took them out of Egypt. Now normally, when we're talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim in Pesach, we use the Lashonos of Zechira, Leman Tizkor, Zachor. But here, Pitom, suddenly, we use a different Lashon. We use a Lashon of Leman Yedu Doroseichem, a Lashon of Yediyah. And the purpose of this Maimer is to try to understand why we use a Lashon of Yediyah. Why a Lashon of Yediyah, not a Lashon of Zechira? Davka Bayal Shava Besukis. And in order to understand this, first we have to talk about the Seder of the Simchat Space Shoeva that it says in the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah. It says that when they'd get to the east gate in the Beis HaMikdash, they would turn their faces to the east and they would say, Ribbono Shel Olam, our forefathers faced east and they bowed down to the sun, they worshiped the sun, but we worship you. Ve'anu Lashem, and obviously Yistar Leiv Adam Amis Boy Nenali and Tishal Skarsa B'Dizel Shor Doros HaKoidmim. Why Dafka now are we being masked? Are we mentioning the Inyan of Avodah Zarah of the earlier generations that was in Bayis Rishon during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? During the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we mentioned the Avodah Zarah of Bayis Rishon. And we were all made out of Dover Nifla, says Refutner Gevaldik. That the three regalim are all called after agricultural seasons. Chag Aviv, Chag HaKatir, Chag HaAsif. Pesach is Aviv. Shavuos is Katir. Sukkot is Asif. The Aviv is the beginning of the sprouting of the fruits. Katir is the reaping. And Asif is the gathering in. And the Maharal in the Sefer Gurus in the 46th Perek explains that there are these three holidays, these three names that there's in the world of Shlichus, in the realm of Shlichus, we find in Gittin Daf Chof Dalet, that there are three stages in Shlichus. There's the appointing of the Shliach, there's the actual fulfillment of the Shlichus, and then there's the returning of the Shliach to the Mishalech and saying, I did the job. Pesach is the Minui Shlichus. We were appointed, we were taken out of Egypt. That's Aviv, that's the beginning. That's Yetzirah Tzitzrayim, that's the Minui Shlichus. That's the appointment of the Shlichus, that's the beginning, that's Aviv. When it starts, then there's Katzir, which is the Minui Shlichus, that's Suk Shvuas, that's fulfilling Torah and Mitzvahs, that's the doing of our of the job that we're supposed to be doing, that's Matan Torah, that's Katzir, that's the reaping of the fruits, that's achieving Shleimus. And then the Chazaras HaShlichus, that the agent goes back to the Mishalech and says, Asisi Shlichus, I did your agency, I fulfilled what you told me to do, that's the third stage in Shlichus, that is Sukkot, Chag Asif, the Chag of gathering, we gather in the fruits, and we say, Rav Kodesh Baruch Hu Asinu Shlichuscha. So the three stages of Shlichus correspond to the three holidays. The Minui Shlichus is Pesach, is the Av of the beginning. Shavuos is the Milui Shlichus, when we did it, when we filled our mitzvahs. And Sukkot is Asinu Shlichuscha, when we went back to the Mishalech, and we said we did the job. And these words of the Maharal will help us understand the Maimer Chachamim about Sukkot. Relating to Bias Ezra, it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Vayasu kol hakol hashav min hashvi sukkos v'yashu b'sukkos ki lo asum m'me yashu b'inun kol b'nei Yisrael ad yom ha'u v'ati simcha g'day l'me'oi. So the people who came back from the exile, from captivity, made sukkos, and they sat in sukkos, which they hadn't done from the time of Yoshua b'inun. And the Maimon Chacham said, could it be that from the time of Yoshua until the time of Ezra, there are no sukkos? David Melech didn't have sukkos till Ezra. Rather, the Gemara says, Pshat in the Pasuk is, the Borachim el Yitzhar Dabai Dezaru Batluha. They asked mercy, they daven on the Yitzhar of Dezaru, and they revatal the Yitzhar of Dezaru, the Agin Schus Alayu Kisukah, and the Schus guarded them like a Sukkah. So they were Mevakish Rachim and the Yitzhar of Dezaru to be Mevatalit, and the Schus guarded them like a Sukkah, like it says in the Gemara in Erechim. And what's Pshat in this Gemara? Vein l'dvarim alo l'shun peiris, says Refutner. The harbei pa mitzinu z'chuyas shum mitzim ha'isim tovim. A lot of times we find mitzim ha'isim tovim guard us. We don't need any hekesh, we don't need any equation to equate it to sukkah. It's guardless like a sukkah. And that's normally pashut. So why dafka here? It's a very refutinary question. Why dafka here? Dafka here, we're talking about being mevatel the yetzer v'dezara. We talk about they made it sukkahs, that the schuz guarded them when they asked to be mevatel the yetzer v'dezara. The schuz guarded them like sukkahs. El shel amito shel davar. The truth is that any discerning ear can hear in this Maamar Chachamim the words of the Maharal, because if you look deeply into this, you see that the fact of Ezra being mevatel yetzer v'dezara medesi yechido beideda ben kol ha'uvdot v'ha'meorot mimot bereshit shel yitzirat ha'adam ad acharit ha'yomim shel gulat ha'adam. This is a unique one-time sui generis event in all the history of the world. This in a bittel of a zara. You can't find any mashal, dinyan, or dugma, anything comparable at all to this inyan of the Yetzer Hara that was mizbatel. Because the whole inyan of Yetzer Hara is shaykh, being mizbatel, being nullified, is shaykh dafket achrus hayomim. As it says, the Sifrein and the Sifrein of Vim are filled with this. Harachakas hatzfaini, the Yetzer Hara is going to be pushed away. Our heart of stone is going to turn to heart of flesh. Milas or Aslay, we see it all over the place. These are all chazionis of Achris Hayomim. And that's the chizayon, that's the vision of the Jewish people coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying, Asinu Shlichuscha. We did it, Ribbono Shel Olam. We fulfilled your shlichus. So the bittul of the Yetzer is the Asinu Shlichuscha of Knesset Yisrael. And if we find in the events of history this inyan of Gemar Shlichus by Knesset Yisrael, the only time we'll find it is in Ezra. That they were Mevatel the Yetzer Hara. That's Asinu Shlichuscha. That's it. We're done. The Yetzer Hara fulfilled its purpose. Now we're back. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we did our job. And now the words of the Chachamim shine that they explain the pasuk of a Yeshua b'sukkas and Nechemiah on this event of Ezra, because the kedushas as man of Sukkas is the kedusha of the gemar shlichus of Knesset Yisrael. The Maharal said that's what Chag Osef is. So now it's so gevaldik. The bittul of the Yetzer Hara is the gemar shlichus. It's not necessary anymore to have the Yetzer Hara. We did our job. And Sukkis, like the Maharal says, is also Gemara Shlichus. That's going back to the Mishalech and saying, Asinu Shlichuscha. We did our job. And therefore, Dafka, by the Bittul of the Yetzer Hara, it says that the Tzchus guarded us like Sukkis. Because Bittul Yetzer Hara is Asinu Shlichuscha. We did our job the end of days. And so too, Sukkis is Asinu Shlichuscha. The end of days, the Chag Asif, the gathering in of all of the shef, of all of the works of the generations. Asinu shlichuscha, we did it. Now we can gather in, meet the fruits of our labors. So now we see the shaykh is the kasher between Sukkis and bittul yetzer hara, haynu hach. And therefore when they asked him about the yetzer hara, their schuz guarded them like a sukkah. Not only that, but we have something that really accentuates this point. Look at the lashon of the Rambam at the end of the Lulav. Afal pisha kol amodos mitzvah smoch bem b'chag asukas haitzav b'mikdash simcha yiseir. In all modos is the mitzvah to be happy, but sukas in the mikdash there was an extra simcha. And then the Rambam explains the whole seder of the simchas beis shaveva. So if the daka shel amarah, the extra simcha of sukas is because the height, the zenith, the apex of Simchas Dafka B'Shaz Gemar. Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, when it's done, you reach the Simcha. The highest level of Simcha when the world was done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at it, gevaldik. And just like Simchas HaOsif, when you gather in the fruits, it's much happier than just the Aviv and the Katsir. When it's sprouting and when you cut it down, when you bring it in, it's the happiest time. So too, Simchas is the highest level of Simcha. Gemar Shlichus. And that's the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That we're celebrating this Gemar Shlichus, that we did it, Asinu Shlichuscha. U'mitoch hakshava nashis zu olam heim bozneinu divrei ha-mishna besukeh. כי בשורה נפלאה דקושת דמילתא הכי הווה. ובסדר שמחת בית השואבה נכללת היא הזכרת העבודה של מקדש, עבודה זרה של מקדש ראשון. If we listen to this, then the Mishnah comes out ממש גוואלדיק. Why we mention, like the Mishnah says, the Avodah Zarah of Mikdash Rishon? Why during the Simchas Beis Shoeva we're talking about the Avodah Zarah of Mikdash Rishon? Because this Avodah Zarah left the world. Not because we overcame the Yetzer, and not because we did tshuva that turned sins into merits. More than that, this Avodah Zarah left the world because the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah, the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah was banished, was nullified. And that in all of history, that's the only Gemara Shlichus of Knesset Yisrael. And this Gemara, the Gemara Shlichus, is the bittul of the Yetzer Hara at the end of days, like the Nevi'im talk about. There'll be no Yetzer Hara anymore. And how's that going to be done? Being bevatul Yetzer Hara. The only dogma we have for Achris Hayomim is Sukkot, and the Simchas Beis Shoev is what celebrates that Bittul Yetzer Hara. And therefore, it says when they got to the Shaar Yotzei Mimizrach, Hafchu Peneihem Mimizrach L'Ma'ariv, they turned their face from the east to the west, and they said that our forefathers turned to the east and they bowed down to the sun. I don't think I mentioned before, they turned their face from the east to the west. And they said, they bow down to the sun in the east. We don't do that. Vanu Hashem, meaning now it's Bittul. It's Bittul Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. That's what happened. Now we're Vatul Yetzer. There's no more anymore Yetzer Hara to this day to serve Avodah Zarah. We don't have the same Yetzer. Yetzer Nashim people still have. The Yetzer of the Zara is gone. So they say, look, we're celebrating. Bittul HaYetzer, Asinu Shlichuscha. And now we get back to the beginning. We started and we asked, why? It says, Lashon of Yediyah by Sukkos. Normally when we're talking about Yetzias, it says Lashon of Zechira. Why Lashon of Yediyah? So you have to look carefully at the pasuk. It says, "Ki b'sukkos hashavtis b'nei Yisrael, b'otzi osam mimitzrayim." So the kpeda is not just on the sitting in the sukkah. Rather, we sat in the sukkah when you took us out of Mitzrayim. So according to the Derech of the Maharal, this pasuk explains as follows: Ha'asim shel kenesis Yisrael kolu be'avim shel kenesis Yisrael. The gathering in of the fruits includes within it the aviv, the beginning, the sprouting of the Jewish people, the Minui Shlichus. In other words, we're not just talking about the Sukkah Stam. We're talking about the sitting in the Sukkah, the Asinu Shlichuscha, the Chag HaAsif, the gathering of the fruits. B'Sha'as Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kalomar. Ha'asisi Shlichuscha Shal Gemara Shlichus Harei Ganuz Mekubal Toch Minui Shlichus and Eikar. They're all connected. That we did your Shlichus is encapsulated within the Minui Shlichus. It all comes together. ונמצא במושג הידיעה הולם ובכאן את העניין הרבה יותר מאשר מושג הזכיר. So here it's much more applicable, much more fitting to use the lashon of yidiya and not zechira. Because when you're talking about a past event, you talk about zechira. So when we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we talk about zechira. Ma'a she'en ken, in the pasuk of sukkahs, we're not just talking about being sitting in a sukkah. It's a lot more than just sitting in a sukkah. It's sitting in the sukkah as it's connected, both see also merits Mitzrayim. It's being connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is not just remembering the event. It's understanding the event. And fully understanding is a lashon of yediyah. To understand how that within the Minui Shlichus you already have the Gemara Shlichus. That he took us out of Mitzrayim in order that we should fulfill our shlichus and come back and say asinu shlichuscha. So therefore, the pasuk says, "Well, keep a sukkah so shabbi es bnei Yisrael." The man yedu dorasechem. You have to know. You have to have yediyah. Yediyah means you have to have a full understanding of this event. You have to be able to make a connection to the event. Adam yada eschabi ishto. To be able to connect, fully understand the connection, the relationship between Besukas Hoshavti and Botsiyo Semi Mitzrayim. That the second we're taken out of Egypt, within that already is Makupo, is Ganuz, is encapsulated the ultimate Asinu Shlichuscha. They all come together, the two of them come together, the Minui and the Asinu Shlichuscha, because the whole point of the Minui is to get to that end. You have to see the end, you have to see in the big picture. Not just the Otsai, Yitzhiyah Mimitzrayim. And not just the sitting in the Sukkot of Chag Asif. You have to see the whole picture, the beginning and the end. And that's where it's much more shaykh to use a Lashon of Yediyah. So we should all be Zoche, Mitzhashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, Man Yedu Dor Seichem, to be able to make this connection. And B'karav Mamish, we should see the Bittul, the end of days of our own Yetzaharas. And our Leiv Evan should be Hofech to be a Leiv Basar of Simcha Wasserman Zecha Tzadik Levracha. One said that the reason we have a Leiv Evan is because the Golas is so shver, is so difficult, we have so many tzaras, we need a Leiv Evan to get through it. We would have a Leiv Basar, we'd all die. You know, sometimes you need a Leiv Evan. At the end of days, we'll get our Leiv Basar back. We'll be Zocha B'karv Mamash Amir Tzashem. L'Ku'ula HaShleim HaBimahir V'Yameinu Amen V'Yamein. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.